Hi, everyone. It's Zach Willis, Quinalo, Benchwarmers, your favorite Benchwarmers, I might say. What is this? Episode 10?
Is it really?
I think so.
9 or 10, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's 10.
It's 10. Nice. Let's go, man. We made it 10 episodes. Thanks for listening. We'd only do it. I'm just kidding. I would do it if three people were listening, but to all of you that do listen, we do appreciate you. Obviously, NDSC was on a bye week last week, so we don't have a lot to talk about. We're going to break down some pro bison, kind of preview what we know about Illinois State, some other bison football related stuff. And then we're just going to goof around. We're going to rank the top five and the top worst nickname logos in sports and NCAA.
We're kind of pairing them up.
Yeah.
So we're going to like see, we kind of both made lists. We haven't shown each other yet. What we're going to do is just name our top. What do you want to do? Best first, or we got to go best first and then worst? After, like,
I'd rather go worst than best.
You want to go worst back and forth and then best back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we can kind of like talk about our reasoning and all that stuff.
Yeah. Some elite planning went into this, obviously.
Yeah, we're
not knowing the order of what we were going to do before.
Yeah, starting. We hardly knew like what the categories were going to be. Like, I asked you when I got here, like, what do you want to do? I think maybe if that Thanksgiving bye comes, we're going to rank jerseys.
Yeah.
Next time we have a break. let's get into it. Let's do our pro bison update. Sorry, I'm pulling it up. Great radio here. Billy Turner returned back to the field today. 72% of the Broncos' offensive snaps in week 6. Too bad he has to play with Russell Wilson.
And he's wearing a weird number.
Yeah.
No, he's not. 57.
The best number there is. Not flagged for a penalty and allowed no sacks and just one pressure. So, Billy is, yeah, I'd probably say, on the Mount Rushmore of NDSU offensive linemen, and he's just been grinding it out.
Billy's had, like, a crazy NFL career.
Yeah.
Because is this year 9 or is it year 8? I think it's year 9.
Yeah, year 9.
Because he was drafted in 14.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, that back and forth, those, like, first 3 years, 4 years in the league, it was 4, where he just went back and forth from the Broncos to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then, like, Green Bay gave him this, like, kind of big free agent contract.
Yeah.
And, like, I have no, problem with Billy. I don't know him at all.
Yeah.
But at the time, you're just like, how did he get that contract?
Right.
And I feel like everyone was kind of thinking that, just because he was so back and forth between those two teams. But that, he ended up being worth more than the contract that Green Bay ended up giving him. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I didn't think, not that he wasn't deserving, but I just thought, like, oh, like, I did not think he would get that kind of money. And then, yeah, he ended up outplaying it those 3 or 4 years he was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, absolutely. He
was their utility guy.
Played himself into another good contract from the Broncos. Obviously would be preferring if he wasn't playing in our division, but obviously.
Yeah, but he's on the Broncos and they stink.
Yeah, but so do we. We lost to the Seahawks, so.
Yeah. Oh,
We
don't have to talk about them. I feel like eventually one day we're going to have to do a Pardon My Take segment where we come in here and have to, like, because what did they do when the Celtics lost the NBA
Soggy
Finals?
Sorrows.
The Soggy Sorrows.
Yeah.
If we did that for the Chargers, we'd be coming in here doing Soggy Sorrows every week.
I'd have hypothermia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we won't do that.
Whatever. I'm tired of them. Our guy Cordell still just grinding it out, man. He started and played all 57 snaps for the Bengals. Second straight penalty-free game. I think he's really starting to find a groove. They played the Falcons, I believe, and that's not an easy front four to face. Grady Jarrett, I think, is one of the best players in our generation. Criminally underrated.
He's forever.
Like, yeah.
The fact that he's still playing like he is now, when that Super Bowl year was 6 years ago.
Right.
Was it 2017?
Yeah, whatever it was. But, I mean,
it's incredible.
Grady Jarrett's a dog, right, man.
I think that whole line's just gelling. Obviously, those first 2 or 3 games, it was like, oh, they went out, drafted guys like Cordell. They paid 3 new starters.
Yep, Lael Collins, the
center,
big
guard, and tackle on the right side. Paid all of them, and, like, they were giving up, like, 10 sacks a game. And
here's the thing, like, that offensive line was horrible last year.
Yes.
And you can call that Super Bowl run whatever you want. They just got hot when they wanted to, and that's why, or when they needed to. And that's why you play a playoff is any given Sunday for a team like the Bengals to make it. But those are not bad offensive linemen.
No.
Lael Collins and Jonah Williams being the tackles are probably two top tier guys. So yeah. Like you just knew it was a gelling situation. You have a rookie coming in and two new guys that haven't played next to everybody.
And a new center.
Like, yeah, it takes time.
Yeah.
And it sucks that like the gelling stuff does take long because right. you have Joseph Burrow back yeah. there. But once they do, I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And they rolled yesterday.
Yeah. And like me and you know, being like guys on the O-line, you can go against guys during practice all you want and you can, you know, dominate that way. But I think even they knew, like, it's not like they were going to go out there the first game of the year, give up zero pressures, zero sacks, rush the ball for 300 and whatever yards. Like, it takes time seeing live bullets like that.
Yeah.
Not that we ever saw live bullets, but we watched guys see live bullets.
Yeah. Carson was out.
Yeah.
They had to start Heinicke. When you break a finger?
Carson?
Fracture, yeah.
I think it was the middle one, because remember he did that weird hand thing?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Jellyfish hand.
That still had to have hurt so bad.
Yeah, that couldn't have made it feel any better.
Like, he must have thought, like, oh, I jammed it. So he was trying to, like, unjam it, and he probably just ended up snapping it even more.
You broke it, sir. Talk about weird numbers. Derek Tuska playing for the Chargers.
Is it 59?
Yeah.
He still looks good in it.
59's one of the cooler 50 numbers.
It's a linebacker number. At least he's not out there in a, I don't know.
And, buddy, they wore the Midnight Navies.
They lost by, what did they end up losing by? Was it 14 or 21?
37-21, yeah. But at least they look cool doing it.
They look so good.
Those are the best uniforms that we have, I think.
Yeah, and
that's because I'm so used to, like, I know Powder Blue is there, and it's locked in, but the Midnight Navies.
This might be a bad take from a Chargers fan.
Shocking.
I almost liked the Powders when it was like a once or twice a year thing.
Sure.
I almost liked them more then.
When they were the alternate.
Yeah, because we've talked about it, and also we're giving Part of My Take 2 shout-outs.
No free shout-outs.
You're welcome, Part of My Take.
Yep. Sending them followers.
Yeah. They've talked about this too. There are some teams in professional sports, they call them cotton candy uniforms.
Yeah.
You'll never win a championship in a cotton candy uniform. Chargers and Dolphins, no matter how good those teams ever are, as long as they're in those big bright colored jerseys.
You ain't winning in December.
Yeah. Like the Chargers aren't beating the, I don't know like who an NFC team with the sweet jerseys are, but like the Chargers aren't beating the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
If the Bucks are wearing their grout gray or like the Reds or anything like that. I mean,
I think
I would just imagine if we had those navies every week.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you switch up actually, with the powder blue.
Yes.
And
when they played like the Chiefs or something.
And even the road, the white with the touch of powder blue is good.
Yeah, that one's fine.
And but
the powder blue and the sunshine
pants,
yellow pants. Yeah. It looks so cool. Like I love it every time, but it is like
you're not winning.
When you do lose in those, then you look stupid.
Right.
Yeah. That's enough Chargers talk.
By the way, the Bucks uniform when they wear the pewter helmet, red jersey, pewter pants, I think that's one of the better combos.
It's pretty good. You got to think because they had before they went to the digital clock number jerseys that
so bad.
During the Jameis era. Before that, when the jerseys looked more like what they do now, they had a black one. They had a black jersey.
I think they still
top.
Do have one. I want to say I don't think I've seen them wear it, but they might. I don't know. But yes, I remember. I want to say like Jeff Garcia. I remember wearing that. Did he even play for the Bucks?
He was a Niners for sure.
Yeah,
I think he did.
Yeah.
Whatever. You talk about
someone's going to yell at us.
Yeah, we've had that conversation. You go, everyone listening, like if you think quarterback play is bad now.
Jeff Garcia was like a top tier guy back in the day.
You go back and look at quarterbacks in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, you got DeLome, Plummer, Garcia.
I mean, the clear one and always gets made as the joke is Trent Dilfer. He won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Kerry Collins, I believe, was the
Titans.
Opposing quarterback with the Giants in that Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was gross. I might be wrong on that too. I'm wrong a lot. Tusk played. We lost to the Seahawks. That is what it is. Jabril, I think, is just getting some burn on specials with the Cowboys.
That defense is so good.
They're stupid good.
Not that Jabril isn't good, but like,
right?
Probably gonna need not need. There's probably gonna have to have an injury to happen for him to get significant reps this
year.
Yeah,
I'm like halfway through this too, and I just realized this is last week's Pro Buys, and they're a week behind.
I was wondering on the Shout Billy one because I knew Billy played last week.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Same thing. But we kind of know what's going on. Yeah. Rado stepping in, getting some burn I didn't see this week. I didn't watch any football on Sunday.
No, I was kind of doing some cleanup, had the baby shower.
Yeah, celebrating your beautiful wife and your child on the way. Shout out you guys. Yeah. It was awesome.
So, yeah, a lot of just different stuff going on Sunday, so I periodically checked in, but I'm not really sure about how much the boys played. But
yeah, CB still burning it with the Lions. He's been killing it.
Dude, and CB is definitely the – I said Billy's one of the crazy – CB –
CB needs a 30 for 30.
He started, like, I want to say, like, maybe 8 games his senior year, just because, like, injuries happened, and then Jabril came in, and it was kind of like a never-look-back thing on Jabril.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, we had that in, or NDSU has that in with Baltimore and Jerry
Rosper, who is no longer there, but yes.
Right, but he was there at the time, and he was like, hey, you can be a special teams guy, and then becomes this special team. I think he was was he a Pro Bowler 2 years ago?
I think he on the Pro Bowl list. He was on the Pro Bowl list, yes.
Even that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, it's crazy. And then he ended up his last year with Baltimore. He was like in and out with Kenny Young, something Young.
He was getting rotational snaps. So, yeah. Yeah. He was in a position battle to play, to start, and now he's at Detroit and just killing it, man. So big ups to CB. It's his story, if you know it, is super cool. Super happy for him and his success. Excuse me. And then all the either healthy scratches or IR guys and practice squad guys. We still have Easton with the Chargers, Joe Hag inactive for the Browns. Ben Ellison's on the IR. He hurt his groin. Trey, we know he's coming back. Seems to be in good spirits. Friends with his family on Facebook. So
yeah.
Big ZJ?
Maybe. Well, I want to talk about Trey for a second.
Okay.
Not necessarily Trey, but the Niners.
Yep.
I don't not like Jimmy Garoppolo, but I almost like root for his demise for some of the stuff I see on Twitter.
Right.
So like when he does something like dumb during a game, I just get a little bit happy. But thinking about next year, let's just say that, you know, Jimmy's actually gone now. Because like looking around the league, there's a lot of teams that need Jimmy.
Yeah.
Like, looking at quarterback play, like the Panthers this year, I'm sure they're thinking like, oh my God, like why didn't we not trade for this guy?
Got Baker instead.
Yeah. And like now Wilkes, the interim head coach, is saying like, why would I bench PJ Walker? We just beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
So like Baker.
PJ Walker went off.
Yeah. Who knows? Was it XFL?
Yeah.
XFL legend. Him and Heinicke.
Yep.
Were they both? I don't want to say. I think they were both on the Blues. Or not the Blues. First time I ever looked at hockey rosters or hockey logos because of today, and I got St. Louis, the Battle Hawks.
Sure.
There was like three guys that were all in the Battle Hawks that ended up being on NFL rosters the next year, but I couldn't remember who it was. It was Heinicke for sure. I didn't know if PJ was.
Sure.
PJ might have been on that one that PFT tried out for.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it was, Washington one. But no, what I want to talk about, McCaffrey. Can you imagine Trey and McCaffrey in the backfield?
Like, just, you have Trey and shotgun. Yeah. You have Debo to his left and Christian McCaffrey to his right. What are you doing to defend any of that?
And then just put Kittle behind them. So it's like the Delta.
Yeah.
Like they're going to do Ayuk. It's probably going to be Ayuk.
Yeah.
They can do such crazy stuff. Them getting McCaffrey it almost like reassured me that they were bringing Trey back just because of, I don't know, like I just said, like the crazy stuff they can do with the two of them in the backfield.
Yeah, I don't think you bring McCaffrey in to try to win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G as your long-term guy.
Well, I don't know. I put it in like our group chat with a couple other people. Like people, and like I said, I don't know if it's the majority, but like I was on 49ers Twitter quite a bit when Trey got hurt, and like even the media, like national media, was saying that like was trying to like put Trey's injury as a silver lining for the Niners because they were Super Bowl ready.
Right.
Well, if they're Super Bowl ready, you saw what the Super Bowl could be. They just lost to the Chiefs by 30 points with Jimmy.
Yep.
So it's not like this guy's like going to be your savior.
I don't think that's the weirdest part about Jimmy is like he's not hiding something from you. You know exactly what he is.
No, and I think Jimmy's a good quarterback. But like he's good. People are thinking he's great. He threw for 20 and 14 last year. Right. 20 touchdowns, 14 picks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's not anything you're like excited to build around, I think. I think what you get out of Jimmy G is I almost want to say like game manager, but you don't. I think he can just get in and run your offense is basically what it is.
Yeah, but
he throws the ball to the other team a lot.
Yeah.
Like when it matters too.
Yeah, he really does, but I don't know.
I'm
just excited to see Trey and McCaffrey next year.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. And because like getting McCaffrey is just another way to not have Trey run the ball up the middle.
And
which is obviously what got him hurt.
And I think that's what tells me more about it is how much they gave up for it.
Yeah.
For McCaffrey. Because, boy, did they send the cattle home.
And they're handcuffed. And
yeah.
They don't have first rounder till 2025 because they gave them up for Trey.
Right.
Now they gave their mid-round picks pretty much the next 2 years up for McCaffrey. Like
they're going the Rams method.
Yeah. And they're already paying Trey. No matter what.
Right.
So you can't come. I really don't think you can bring Jimmy back because of like what you'd have to pay him.
Right.
To have him and Trey on the roster again next year.
Yeah. Jimmy also took that cut.
Yeah.
This year.
That's true.
So.
But if he would.
It's
but
easy
if he
money
were,
to think
right,
you're going to be
a backup. But if he were to stay around next year, he's not going to take another pay cut, I don't think.
Right.
Especially when there are teams
when
out there.
When he could get
like,
paid starting money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I say that NFL money doesn't exist.
Correct. It's not a real thing. Yeah. So. It's just, it means that they have to win soon.
Yeah. No, they do.
Because,
for sure.
Like, if.
Well, even Kittle, dude, this year is his sixth year in the league.
Right.
And he's, like, this physical tight end. He's kind of injured off and on sometimes just because of how explosive he is.
And
I don't think he's going to play for 13 years. Like, he's probably this contract that they paid him last year for, I think, like he probably gets maybe one more after this. And one after this is probably only going to be like a 2 year.
I think they're in a big boomer bust situation where like you have so
during
much
Trey's,
talent on this roster.
Trey's rookie contract.
Yes. Yeah. You have so much talent on this roster, especially on the defensive side of the ball that you have to pay win before you have to pay all of them. Cause you can go and win your Super Bowl and then suck and not pay anybody.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but like you have a recent Super Bowl.
Right.
It's just, I would like to see them do it with five instead of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Next point, let's talk about Illinois State a little bit. Not super familiar with their game, but Coach Bo Schembechler,
Brock's back. Bo Schembechler and the boys coming into Fargo this week.
Coach Brock's back. Always has those guys fired up. They're a well-coached team that always plays hard. I don't really categorize them as like the dirty team or
no, I don't think so.
They're a well-run team, it seems. They're 5-2 this year on a 3-game winning streak, lost to Wisconsin, beat up on Valpo, not beat up. They beat them 28-21. That's kind of concerning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then beat Eastern Illinois, lost to Southern, beat Northern Iowa, beat USD, beat Indiana State. So they're coming into town. Not really a strong schedule.
No. They played Wisconsin. Probably they've probably won games they're supposed to, lost games that they probably weren't necessarily supposed to win.
Yeah, they lost 14.
Which is kind of where they're usually at.
Right.
I don't know if they, obviously that 1 year.
They kind of never really play up or play down.
Right. Well, because the 2014, or was it 13? No, it was 14.
14.
Where they won we both shared the Missouri Valley title.
And it's then a we picture of Trev G that's in the dome. Yep. Shout out to my guy.
Because then the next year was the only year that NDSU up to that point, and really since then, has had to like go. They were that's what it was, Carson's senior year, where they had they're 4-2. NDSU was. They actually ranked them the 3 seed. I think
we're a year off.
Really?
2016 was Carson's senior year. I believe
I was 2016.
2015. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yes, I was a junior and high school watching them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, because Illinois State was rated number one, I think, and, NDC was 3.
Yeah.
And then there's someone in between. But that was going to be the 1 year that the semis were going to be at Illinois State, but then Richmond beat them. And then, NDC beat Richmond, like, 50-0 in the dome.
Dude, I don't remember his name, and I should. It's a shame I don't, because he was
quarterback.
One of the better college football players I've ever seen.
Went to the Bears, right?
Yes.
As a receiver.
He was so good.
Yeah, Trev will know it.
Yeah, but he'll text us right now, or as he's listening. Lost to Southern Illinois 19-14, so kept it close. 23-21 at Northern Iowa was a win. A win 12-10 against USD.
So they've just played
27-21 against Illinois State.
So
like it's been
just
meat
in these,
grinders.
They're just in these one score games, which NDSU has been too.
Yeah. So I think it's it's something where NDC needs to start fast and kind of keep their foot on the throat the entire time. You can't let up at halftime in either direction. Obviously, you saw the fast first half start against SDSU and then the slow second half, but it's usually been the other way around for the Bison this year.
Right.
You just need to play 60 full minutes of good, clean, not shooting yourself in the foot football because, you know, we talked about how you breathe life into bad football teams by giving them momentum. Illinois State is not a bad football team, and they're well coached. They will beat you if you give them a chance.
Right. Yeah, I kind of look back to 2019. 2019, we played at Illinois State during the regular season.
Yep.
We got like two touchdowns within the first 7 minutes, and it was pretty much, I think we beat them by 28 or whatever, just because after then it was kind of a coast. But then they came into the dome for the quarters that year, classic 9-3 football game. win for the boys, and
just sweating that one out for 60 minutes.
Well, they double fired every time.
Yeah.
And it was like your wide receivers have to beat our corners one-on-one, and their corners were pressing. They were, I mean, cause it was zero. It was cover zero forever.
Didn't James Robinson have like 40 carries that game?
Yeah. I mean,
and like
I would give James Robinson 40 carries too.
Cause they beat SEMO and he had like 48 carries or something like that. And he came back and did it again the next week.
Yep.
Absolute animal. James Robinson also up there for one of the best football players I've ever seen live.
Yeah. I didn't know what his NFL career would be necessarily.
Yeah.
But I think he got a break going to the Jags with the Jags being that as bad as they were. Maybe you still are.
Drafted Etienne, right? Yeah. And
put the both of them together.
James is still just dogging people. It's been cool to see. I don't like him when we play him, obviously, but I like seeing Missouri Valley guys do well.
I just never know how running backs are going to do when they are historically good in college, just because of how much. I don't want to sound old here, but how much like tread is on the tire already?
Yeah, and it's all dependent on the offensive line. I've always said that, like. This goes back to the McCaffrey thing, and when the Chargers played Eckler, is just like, don't pay running backs, but build your offensive line. But the running backs still have to have skill at the end of the day, and you get dynamic guys like that who do multiple facets of the game. They're going to play a long time in the league,
right?
Let's kind of talk about that timing, just to the bye week and responding to a tough loss against a rival. I don't think it was like a chew them up, grind them out. We're pissed we lost to SDSU. Like, let's hang our hat on this, whatever. I think it was just a good hard reset going into the second half of – this is basically a new season, including the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, like, I don't know, Bison fans are kind of accustomed to going to the national championship, so if you just want to assume that they'll get there or at least to the semis, this is kind of the halfway point. I mean, it's like a week past the halfway point, but kind of a cool spot to have a week-long break in your season. And trust me, it was not a break for the boys. It was the practices, I'm sure, were hard, but I'm sure they were, you know, maybe a little less in periods.
Yeah.
They probably gave them Friday off, wanted them back on Sunday.
Just go hard when it's time to.
And
you didn't have to play a game on Saturday.
Right. And then I don't know how beat up they are, but I'm sure the starters are – feeling pretty beat up, not having a break the first 7 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
So they probably got some rest one or two of those days. Like we've talked about before, I'm sure they were still running with Kramer on the sidelines or something like that. But it was probably good for, obviously, young guys. But I feel like when you're in the middle of the season like this, I feel like it's more of like those guys that are actually on the depth chart that probably got a ton of work. Like me and you probably would have gotten –
oh, we would
like all those reps.
We would have lost 20 pounds this week.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, you want guys to be doing that because, like, especially now, like, you never know when injuries are going to happen.
Right.
So I feel like it was definitely a big week for, you know, the twos and threes on the depth chart. Not that the starters weren't practicing, but I'm sure the reps were just split more in favor of, like, those backup guys.
And I'm sure there was a bunch of young guys because, you know, what a great spot to
– trying out guys in –
yeah, and what just a great spot
see what you got.
Bring guys off the scout team or put the scout teams against each other with the freshmen and the redshirt freshmen, you know, see what you retain from fall camp.
Yeah, for sure.
All the reps they can get in, they will get in.
Yeah, and I know during bye weeks, because so like obviously we've talked about bye weeks before, usually they're like week four of the season after the non-con. When I was a D-lineman and I was on scout team, the tricky thing about being on scout team as a young guy is that your technique actually, depending on what position you play, it might get a little worse,
right?
Because you are not, your job as a scout team guy is to emulate the other team. Well, the other team doesn't do the same techniques as NDSU. Mm-hmm. So Gazer always wanted to see if you kept any of your technique. He wouldn't get mad because he kind of gets it. I mean, that's when SDSU used to do their Frogger stances.
Yeah.
So, like, they actually, like, Cody would, like, back us up the ball, like, 2 yards, like, and I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing of all time. I'm like, yeah. I'm already at a disadvantage. But the one thing Gazer always looked for is, like, if you, like, started to build a little bit of an edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were going hard, like, all that stuff. Because you do, like, on scout, you get, like, you build a, I don't know what you want to call it, but you do build an edge a little bit.
Yeah.
Just going against, you know, the starters every week. Not that you're getting in fights with them, but, like, you.
You're just tired of getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, he wants to see that you're, like, a little bit more pissed off than you were as, like, a silly freshman when fall camp started 8 weeks ago.
Yeah, because, like, you're literally getting beat on every day for 8 weeks. So, like, you're not, like, you're not rose bowling these guys, but, like, you're giving them a better look just because for self-preservation reasons. I think it's just, like, it sucks to hear it in all this stuff, but I think there was stuff that needed to be fixed on NDSU's side, and I think a loss is the best way to spark guys to understand that, and I'm just glad it happened. I wish it wasn't against SDSU, and I don't want us to lose ever, but it's better than that happening the week after Thanksgiving and us going home. So it's just, if you're going to see a response in a different Bison team, I think the best way to do it was play SDSU.
Yeah, and I
suffer
like,
a tough loss and then go into a bye week and regroup.
I really feel like any team meetings led by Ents this week, so what, probably the Monday morning or the Monday afternoon meeting after the game last week, and then probably the meeting they had before everyone split out for a couple of days, was, I feel like Ents, because he's always been about this, I feel like he probably preached Bison versus Bison.
Right.
Like, if you want to take a look at the games this year, if you want to take a look at, like, the two losses that we have or that they have, it's pretty much been because of what NDSU has done to NDSU.
Absolutely.
Not what, you know, not what Arizona did, mm-hmm. not what SDSU did. Like, I feel like his message is probably, guys, like, you know, we're not looking at losses, but just look at every game this year. Whenever we've had struggles, it's been because of us. It's not been because we're not talented enough. Right. It's not been because of, you know, stuff that, you know.
We haven't gotten outplayed yet.
No, not. We've gotten outplayed by ourselves in a way. Like, just either silly mistakes or maybe play calling or maybe, you know, execution. It's all of it. And I feel like it's just been it was probably last week was a big week. Like, hey, we're all on the same team here. Like, it's us from here on out. Like, yeah. It's probably, and Ents is huge on the, just his personality, like the us against the world.
Right.
Like, he loves that.
Yeah. It's the we go as far as we let us go
yeah.
thing, or as far as we take us. Can we talk about SDSU for a second?
I was just going to bring them up. Those boys are, they're good.
They're playing with fire.
Well, they're a good team, but you can't just, I think they were down to USD to start the game too, 3 weeks ago. And I guess kudos to them. They won all three of these games, but down 14 to us, down 14 to UND. And I know obviously they're probably going to host playoff games up to, you know, maybe even Frisco if they make it that far. But you can't just start every game behind 14 to nothing to teams.
No. Because it's one thing to start slow.
Yeah, and I get it's worked out for them. They've won all these games that they've been down. But like,
it's also been a lot of these other teams letting them stick around.
Yeah, they're playing with fire for sure.
That's more my thing. It's like, if NDSU scores one more touchdown before half, that game might go very differently.
Yeah, if NDSU, technically speaking, if NDSU scored a field goal, they win the game.
Right.
So.
But like, the Google has the worst interface for football schedules, but like 49-35 loss for against UND or win against UND. By the way, UND is going to UND.
Yeah,
it's awesome that they lost, but I wish
SDC scored 21 in the third, and I was like, oh,
jeez. Yeah, I just like I don't really think they're this unbeatable South Dakota State team that feels like a real contender, but
no, like, I really don't think so either.
They have 4 weeks to figure it out too. So
yeah,
like I said, the slow starts is one thing, but being down 14 at half and in multiple times is not great, because let's see who they have left.
They might have some cupcakes.
Indiana State, Northern Iowa, and Illinois State. That NCAP playing Illinois State feels like an SDSU loss game if there ever
that
was.
That has been an SDSU loss in, I think it was 17, when we went down there and lost. And then I think literally the next week, Illinois State went in there and they beat them.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. And if it doesn't happen...
Stig's always good for it, man.
Yeah, and if it doesn't happen in the regular season, it might happen in the playoffs just because I don't know if they're... Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to, like, expect to win games every week when you're down by 14 at some point during the game.
Right. And like you said, kudos to them for digging themselves out of it, but
yeah,
when does it catch up to them? Right. We'll see. I just want to shout out the students. Student tickets went on sale today, I believe. 81 tickets left, so...
Pretty good.
Love you guys. Thanks for going out. The guys always appreciate it, especially when it's their peers, students going out and staying for the whole game. And I think it's going to be a good one. So
yeah, I haven't paid much attention to the student section in particular this year, but that's probably for good reason. Probably because I don't see a huge gap of blue seats up there.
I think the school made their point loud and clear. It was like, if you're not going to buy them, we're going to sell them to other people.
Yeah.
Like, they lost a section of student section tickets, which is unfortunate. But
yeah, because I think my freshman year, that's probably the last year that I think it was the last year. Maybe it was your freshman year was the last year that they had the full student section before they sold the seats.
Yeah.
That's because they were still filling them out. Obviously, when they stop getting filled out, the school's like, well, we can make more money if we just sell them to normal people.
Right. And that's like when we're really rolling too, when it was a lot of
senior year.
Yeah, a lot of uncontested games, which I would want to go see greatness.
Yeah.
I want to watch them make history and all that stuff. But
whatever,
to each their own. I get being a college kid who wants to go do kegs and eggs at 12:30 too. So let's talk about Tundra Insurance before we kind of get into our nonsense. What's new down here in Horace?
Yeah, Tundra Insurance here in Horace, North Dakota. We're just south of the Big Irves. Everyone around Horace, or probably everyone in Fargo Moorhead, knows where Big Irves is at.
Of course.
Down here in Main Ave in Horace. So, yeah, me and Ross is kind of doing our thing here. Home Auto, Life Health, Commercial. Primarily focusing on me on home and auto right now, just trying to get used to the business and doing all that. But, we're an independent insurance company. When you go to, some of the bowl games that we talk about in the past that are named after these big insurance companies, sometimes if you go to places like that, you're only getting one rate.
Right.
Which is fine, but here at Tundra, we can get you up to, 20 different rates. We won't show you all 20 prices. We're going to try to get whatever is cheapest and best fits your need for you. We go through one of our partners to rate all those out for you and just, get the carrier and the, service that best fits your need.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of separates you guys. One, it's a small business feel. You know who you're supporting and you know who you're working with is when you come out here. It's Quinn and Ross. And, all across the board, anything you can need, whether you do want to spend a little more money and get better coverage, they can show you that. If you're in my position where you're kind of just trying to make it through, you're a young kid, they can show you better options for that too. So come give them a shout. Where can they find you? Where can they contact you?
You can find us at tundrainsurance.com. You can also find us at our new Twitter page that Ross put together this weekend.
Got a follow today.
At Tundra Insurance. And then you can also find us on the phone. Call us at 701-969-1661. My extension is 1002. I think Ross's is 1001.
That would make sense.
But, yeah, hit that 1002.
Atta baby. I think that's one of our best Tundra Insurance rates.
Yeah. We've been getting roasted for them lately.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah. It's like the Bill Burr. What's it?
Sherry's Berries.
Sherry's Berries, yeah.
When he just makes fun of them, but it's your company, so let's not do that.
Yeah.
So there's no game last week.
Yeah.
We just have some airtime to kill. So Quinn and I are big on not only sports, but like branding.
I was going to say branding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we love uniforms. We love the aesthetic of sports and everything, really. Like, we talk about clothes and companies and what they look like, logos, all this stuff. So,
and like, I sent this in the Bison Report group chat. So I think we've talked about this on air before. Maybe we haven't. I haven't grown an inch in height, a quarter of an inch, a tenth of an inch in height since I was like 12 years old. It was like the year going into seventh grade.
You were probably like, I'm going to the NBA.
Oh, dude. not and And it was because I was 275. Right. It's not like I wasn't this awkward, lengthy kid. Like I was like a giant 12-year-old. And like we would do these pace setter tournaments in North Dakota. And because we played plenty of kids that were like, not plenty, but like we played kids in basketball tournaments like during that time that were like 6'4".
Right.
But they were like a buck 35. Yeah. Yeah. So like people would see me and they'd be like, well, this kid looks like he's a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
So like I had to get an identification card, which was ridiculous.
Yep.
And then, but I showed the boys this week. I had my mom bring up from Lemoore.
Where?
Defending nine man class B state football champs.
They're rolling again.
Yeah.
They're rolling again.
Yeah. They probably will.
Yeah.
Delbert's got the boys rolling.
Shout out your guy.
Yeah. Where was I going? I got my mind
your pace
so focused on saying Lemoore. Yeah. Oh yeah, I bought 12-year-old Quinn bought a 2X Reebok vintage edition Chargers like Letterman jacket. Yeah. What are those called? Like it just looks like a Letterman, but it's I'm sure they have a different name for it.
It's not a satin jacket, but it's like a starter,
yeah.
Starter jacket. It's fire.
Dude.
It has the old Charger logo with the horse and the shield and the lightning bolt. It's so good.
12-year-old me spent all my birthday money on that.
Good choice.
And thankfully, I never grew again because, like I said, I had my mom bring it up for the baby shower this weekend, and it fits like a glove.
Love that.
It still fits.
That's awesome.
So
yeah, we've always been in like, not like fashionable guys. We don't like wear designer, but like
we've talked about it. We wear black, white. We wear black and white clothes.
Yeah, I just like the aesthetic of stuff. Yes. So we're going to get into good nickname / logos.
Yeah, the way I put it together was the best nicknames. I didn't put you on a best list if you had a cool nickname
right.
paired with a terrible logo.
Sure.
And a terrible nickname paired with a cool logo. You kind of had to have both. And the same thing went for the names too.
Yeah, mine wasn't as thought out as that, but I have justification for all of mine.
And I'm going to, like, warning here. Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to contradict myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because it almost went by each league. So here's how we're going to do it. I don't know what order you want to do it in yet.
Let's do good first.
But in what league?
I went NFL, and we can. I'll just
let's,
say which
let's
one.
Let's end with
go.
NCAA.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I have
it. So we're doing. We're taking the top five and from best and worst for the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL. Which I don't think either of us watch the NHL. No. I found out about some cool teams in the NHL, and then we'll end it with NCAA.
So top five, bottom five.
Yeah, top five, opinion. Bottom five.
Let's just go through. Mine aren't. I can kind of put them in order, but let's start with the NFL.
Okay.
Good NFL.
Good NFL.
Yeah.
We'll just go back and forth.
Number one for me is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. So they were on my list, so I'll just do that. I didn't rank them at all. I just put a five. Yeah. The Steelers. That's just and I don't even know what their logo is. I think of the three stars. Mm-hmm. Stands for like the three bridges that lead in to Pittsburgh.
It has some significance too, but like just blue collar steel town, like the Steelers,
and
man,
the funniest thing about the logo, I was on YouTube a couple weeks ago and I was on like the clips section. So I was just swiping, kind of like how TikTok works.
Yeah.
Belichick was talking with this one guy, and Belichick is like this huge historian.
Yep.
And this guy's like, well, do you know where the logo came from? And Belichick said, no, where'd it come from? I can't remember how they came up with the logo, but they had the logo forever. And if you know the Steelers, it's on one side of the helmet.
Yep.
So the guy asked Belichick, well, do you know why it's on one side of the helmet? Rooney, the OG Rooney that owned the team, he was the only one in the NFL at the time, besides the Browns, I think, that didn't have a logo on the helmet.
Sure.
So they're like, well, you have to put the logo on the helmet. So he's like, fine, put the logo on the right side of the helmet.
That's it.
And that was it. Because he said, like, because someone said, like, well, you have to have a logo. And he's like, well, put the logo. And then they're like, well, you have to have it on both sides. He's like, why? Just put it on the right side or the left side, whatever side it's on.
Yeah.
So like, if that's not the most Pittsburgh sounding thing of all time.
I don't need a sticker on the helmet.
Yeah, just put it on the right side.
I Googled the significance, and it's a lot cooler than we thought it was. It was originally the logo for the American Iron and Steel Institute and features a circle around the three four-pointed geometric shapes called hypocycloids in yellow, red, and blue. Those colors represent the three materials used to make steel. Yellow for coal, red for iron ore, and blue for steel scrap.
That's so awesome.
So cool.
And, okay, we can't spend this much time on one.
Correct.
On every logo on this list, but yeah, that's sweet.
So Steelers is on yours?
Yep.
So we'll just mark that. I'll go on to my next one.
Yep.
Raiders, number two.
It's also on mine.
It's a
The NFL is almost easy.
Right.
I feel like our top fives are going to be very similar. But yeah, the Raiders, it's black and silver. It's an actual pirate, like a raider. Like it actually looks intimidating. And if you go back and watch like the NFL films footage of those Raiders teams, like who was the dude that did steroids?
Oh, for them? Lyle Alzado.
Yeah, like he watched
Howie Long, Jack Tatum.
Dude, yeah.
They were sick.
I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Chargers. Did you have them?
No.
I just like the chart, and like I don't even know. For me, they made the list. Obviously, they're our favorite team, but just like the lightning bolt.
Right.
I mean, it's a classic look. Looks good on the helmet, looks good on the jerseys, looks good on, and they're playing, we'll get to it. The NFL teams that like don't have a logo, so mm-hmm. like that just have like the letters and stuff, they just drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But like I just think the lightning bolt, and technically it contradicts because like they're called the Chargers, so like I don't necessarily know why the lightning bolt
and that
is
was
the logo.
That's my thing. I think it's a cool way to incorporate like electricity, as like without doing as like a lightning or a thunder or whatever,
right?
And calling them the Chargers, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So that was, Chargers was my the third one on my list.
The horse logo was better, so
yeah,
I left it. Number three, I think I'm just playing the hits here, but I like the Eagles.
Okay.
It's hard to do a bird mascot correctly. Yeah. I like their eagle kind of looks intimidating, and
I like their jerseys and colors combo more than I like the actual logo itself. Because the logo isn't on the helmet, is it?
No, it's the wings.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. So
Cool helmet.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I got the Bucks.
I also have the Buccaneers.
Same thing with the Raiders. They have cool, like their color scheme's good now.
Yeah.
And that logo, the pirate, because like a Buccaneer is actually a pirate.
Correct.
Like it's a pirate. Mm-hmm. Like the definition, I looked it up. And like the pirate, it has like the flag behind it.
So good.
So cool. And even if you put it in like the orangicle uniforms, that logo, sweet.
Even cooler.
Yes.
But the Buccaneer with on like the tattered flag, and it has the swords through the football. It rocks.
So cool. And they have a huge ship in the stadium.
Yeah.
You like branding wise. Yeah. The Buccaneers.
I'm going to go. It's kind of out of left field. I don't think you have this one.
Yeah.
It's the Bills.
No, I didn't have them.
I think it's because obviously it's a bison. It's a buffalo.
Sure.
So I don't know what a bill is, but it's unique.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I kind of like the like charging buffalo, probably just some bison bias, mm-hmm. but I like their logo too.
Yeah. That falls
undefeated in the same color scheme.
That's what I was going to say. For me, that falls in the same category that the Eagles did.
Yeah.
I like their jerseys and colors way more than like the actual logo.
Go ahead.
So we both have named four, right? Because we agreed on three of them. And then we have the Bills and the...
I named all five of mine.
So who do you have?
Steelers, Raiders, Eagles, Bucks, Bills.
Okay. So my fifth one, Bison Report is going to be very mad at me. I like the Vikes.
Yeah.
The logo, the Viking logo, as problematic as Vikings are, and we don't need to talk about that if you just go look up the history of
the
Vikings.
History of Vikings, yeah.
But like, and this also, I'm just going... The name and the logo, because I hate their jerseys.
Yeah.
Their numbers on their jerseys drive me crazy.
The Dalvin weird point, Cook, and then they're different numbers.
Dalvin Cook has two different threes.
Yeah.
One of them's like a generic three.
Well, not anymore.
True. But like they do this weird thing where like the first number on a double digit number that's the same one's like 33, 44. The first number is like a generic number. And then the second one is like has Vikings horns on the end of it. Just make both of them the horns.
Right.
But. No, I just like the logo because it's actual Viking. It's a Viking.
Which is unfortunate because purple, yellow, and white, man. Like, that's a good color scheme to work with. Yeah. And they just kind of, they fumbled it a little bit.
But yeah,
Randy Moss and the Colpack with the Viking on the sleeve.
No, but I've always liked the Vikings logo. I think it looks good.
It is sick.
I wish they had the head on the helmet other than the horns. But the horns are okay.
It's hard to do a hyper-realistic logo correctly.
And like I think
with as much detail, and they nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about putting the Vikings in there, but I hate their fans, so I didn't do it.
And I don't like the Vikings, but their logo is sweet.
I didn't mean that. That was me.
Yeah.
Some of your fans are annoying, though.
Okay. So worst. Worst for NFL.
I'll go to worst. Okay.
Yeah. You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Yeah.
It's the Browns.
They are also on mine.
I'm also like a huge hater if you just name your team after a color.
Hey, buddy. They wear orange.
Yeah.
And you're the Browns.
The Browns.
This is not a new talking point and like very cliche and chalky, but like it stinks.
And they made it, they somehow made it worse introducing that stinky little elf.
Yeah.
And I know that it has some significance to the town, but I think the significance is like a myth, is like a fairy tale to the town.
Yeah.
Like a funny thing, like a, I don't know. They just made it so much like, yeah, the Browns and the logo forever.
Named after the original owner.
Yeah.
Right.
You pompous, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But
the Fighting Willises.
Yeah. But yeah, like forever, it's been an orange helmet and you're named the Browns.
Right.
And then you somehow make it worse.
Yeah.
By like having an elf as your logo all year. Yeah. It's just nuts. It's crazy.
It's, and their logo is a helmet.
An orange helmet.
Yeah. Dude, it stinks.
I don't know. It's just bad.
Can we talk about the uniforms, though? Because I think they make orange and brown work.
Oh, they definitely make it work.
Yeah.
And I hate the all-brown uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Those stink. And I'm glad they got rid of their...
Yeah.
Back to... I can't even think. What did they have? They had some horrible look for a while.
Yeah.
That they went to.
Where it had Cleveland in huge black letters across the chest. Right, it was the Baker. It was like the Manziel era.
It was like their take on the Buccaneer digital box uniforms.
But, and that's also a team, but their away jerseys, when they go orange, white, orange.
Good.
So good.
Good.
Yeah.
My number one, the Commanders.
They're on my list.
Commanders stink, bad, man.
First of all.
It's a bad W.
It's a bad W. It's... The Commanders, they don't even have a logo.
Right.
Their logo just says Commanders.
Right.
And so like I don't even know if they have a mascot.
It's
if they
word
do.
Script, yeah.
Yeah. If they do, it's probably like the Commanders logo is probably like, I don't know, Daniel Snyder doing something illegal.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. That'll get some pop.
I got a few more like that. But
dude,
what a bad rebranding.
Yeah.
You know how cool they could have been if they were just I was a huge fan of it, and I wish they never changed it. And they wouldn't have made
a football team.
Oh, they wouldn't have made my top five.
We had to clarify that because of what their previous logo was.
I was like, we literally said this as a joke. Like, go back and say they should change back to the old ones, and you actually did it. They should have never changed the name. What is everything offensive these days? No. If they would have stayed Washington football team, they wouldn't have made my best, but they wouldn't have not. They would definitely not have been on my worst list.
No. I think I kind of banged with the Washington football team. It was unique. It was different. Obviously, it was from their own ineptitude and
not being ready
to change their name. But
in my mind, it just sounded cool because Washington is historically in the U.S., it's a historical place
because
it's D.C. So for some reason, Washington football team just sounded so cool.
Yeah.
And their color scheme kind of matched it
because
like it was like the burgundy and like sometimes they would do
great
that like off
color scheme.
Like that off yellow or they would do like the dull yellow.
Yep.
So I thought like maybe if they would just went Washington.
The Clinton Fortis.
Yeah. Yes. So in my mind, if they just went with Washington football team, they'd almost go to that one permanent and just look like they wore like, you know, like leather pants, like that color scheme. But
I think what hurts me worse about the rebrand is that they had such cooler options. Like the Red Tails would have been so sick. Like the historical significance of that, or even the Red Wolves would have been awesome.
Well, the Red Wolves, I think I talked to Ross about this. The Red Wolves, they should have done pure marketing wise. Every third down, they could have done like a howl across like in the stadium.
Yeah.
The Commanders, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, people call them the Washington Commies.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not good.
You made it so easy. Like PFT tweeted like the second red Commies that came like through Washington. Like I don't know.
I'll go with my next one, and it's pivoting off of another bad rebrand.
Yep,
the Rams.
Yeah,
I don't like the LA. It looks like the Chargers logo.
Yeah,
L and then the like A going into a horn.
Yeah, I didn't have them on my worst, but they were up there for sure. I've just never liked the Seahawks.
Sure. It's kind of boring.
I don't know what a Seahawk is.
Right.
What is it?
A Seahawk, yeah.
I don't know.
It's like... Is a Seahawk an actual animal? Someone please tell us. Or is it like a seagull that they're saying?
But even if it is, like, I just don't, like, the logo itself just looks so plain.
Right.
I actually don't mind their rebrand of the jerseys they did, because it just made them so much different from everyone else in the league.
But they need to go back to, like, the Steve Largent.
They do. They need to throw it back, kind of like the Browns did.
Shout out Geno Smith. He's making it cool again.
Yeah. So, I have Browns, Seahawks, Commanders on my list so far. You can go.
Number three. This might get me some hate, but the Falcons stink.
Yeah.
It's hard to do a bird, and they just have this weird, like, arm-extended bird.
Yeah, Falcon. I didn't put them on, but they were definitely up there.
Yeah.
It's...
A Falcon isn't intimidating.
No.
An eagle is scary.
Yeah.
A Falcon is not.
Yeah, I don't know. They can definitely do better.
Can I go with my fourth one?
Mm-hmm.
And it's another bad bird. The Ravens logo is bad.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's just a boring bird. I like the one when I think it's a shield, and they have, like, Baltimore significance. And, by the way, the name Ravens for Baltimore is sick. Like, yes. I get the significance.
And you can make a raven look sweet.
Yeah.
And, like, if you had a raven that,
didn't they,
like,
used to have one, like, coming down with its wing spread?
That was staring at you. Yes. That was, like, looking at you.
It looked like Ray Lewis doing his dance.
Yeah.
But... That was a cool logo. The one they have now on the side of the helmet stinks.
Yeah. I guess you can call it my number four, Texans.
I like the Texans.
See, I hate it.
It's got the Lone Star.
It has the Lone Star, but it, like, is that supposed to be a Longhorn? What's their logo supposed to be?
It looks like it was made in clip art, so I'll give you that.
Because if you're trying to make that a Longhorn,
right,
when, you know, Texas, like, we'll get to that, whatever, but, like, when you're trying to do, if you're trying to do a Longhorn, when the University of Texas has, like, one of the most, like, iconic logos ever, like, that's probably a bad start, but I don't know. I just, I've never liked the Texans logo.
So I have an honorable mention.
Or the name, because it's like, we're the Houston Texans. It's like super original.
And, like, it's because they moved the Oilers to Nashville, which hurts me because the Oilers is so sick. And then the Texans were the expansion team to come back in. But so I had the Commanders, Rams, Falcons, Ravens, Browns, but I have an honorable mention that I had to fit in here.
For worst?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Patriots. The floating head is so bad. Yeah, it is bad. What are they doing?
But it's one of those things where the logo's bad. The jerseys during that whole era where they just won Super Bowls is bad.
Yeah.
Well, you just couldn't even say it because they just won.
Go back to the Pat the Patriot.
Yeah.
They wore them once this year, and they were so sweet.
So good.
The white helmet with the guy snapping the football.
The jerseys look a little weird because they're almost so plain.
Right.
But it's better than what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your fifth one?
That was my fifth.
Oh, okay. My fifth one. This will make the Packers Biden Report people happy.
Uh-huh.
The Bears stink.
Really?
I want a bear.
You want a bear logo? Yeah.
I don't care about a C.
Right.
The fact that the C is their logo, I don't think I've ever seen a bear logo. Did they used to have one back in the day?
Or has it always been a C? At least the Packers, like, old Acme has the guy, like.
Yeah, like, why? Because bears are cool.
Yeah.
Like, bears are sweet.
You can make a sweet bear logo.
Yeah. And I'm sure.
No, they had. I don't think they ever wore it, but there was, like,
but they put it on, like, clothes.
Marketed a bear.
But, like, in my mind, when I'm going through these lists, I want it.
A bear on the helmet.
A bear on the helmet, or at least, like, they have bears, like, that the team wears.
Right.
But, like, I don't think they do.
No.
Because when you think of the Bears, you think of the C, and I hate that C.
Yeah, and which is unfortunate because the color scheme is all time. The Navy with the orange and the white, and, like, just their history. Them being Chicago and being the Bears is so perfect.
You could have such a cool, but maybe that's, like, what they're going for.
Right.
Chicago, like, they just need the C.
And there's probably some historical significance to that. But
we took a while in the NFL. I think we should just kind of run through NBA, MLB, NHL. We'll give some reasoning, but I mean, I don't think either of us really watch most of those sports.
Yeah.
I mean.
Can I go? Okay, so we're in the NBA now.
Yes.
On good.
Best, yes.
This one's good now, but the old one was way better.
Okay.
The Denver Nuggets.
Yeah. They weren't on either of mine.
The old mountaintop logo was so sick, but they have, like, the minor, the axe picks.
For, like, and, that actually get nuggets and stuff.
Yeah. It's cool now.
I'm going to, all of my best, I'm a sucker. Like, NFL doesn't do it, which is, I don't know why, but, like, the NBA, a lot of their teams incorporate a basketball into the logos.
Yeah.
And if you can do it good, you made the list.
But if it's bad.
Yeah. I love Celtics are my favorite team, or they were back in the day. The leprechaun guy spinning the basketball on his finger.
It's good.
It's the coolest one to me.
Yep, Boston's on my list too. Number two, my favorite team, and just like the significance of them in the sport and how cool it looks, Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I had the Bulls originally, but I, for my reason I just said, I just didn't include them because there's not a basketball on it.
Sure.
But I don't know.
Go ahead.
I like the Heat.
Oh.
But I think my mind got a little warped, and this is where I knew I would contradict myself. I don't know if the logo is as cool by itself, but like all of like the colors that they do, that they can like put that logo on the like Miami different Vice jerseys and stuff. Yeah. So I think that kind of got me a little bit.
But. Sure. I like Golden State. It's kind of boring, but it's like the circle with the Golden Gate Bridge. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I just don't like it because it has nothing to do with Warriors.
Yeah. And they used to have like a gold
map
picture of California, which is way cooler.
Right. I had the Raptors.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Because I think now they go back and forth. They have like a basketball that has a Raptor claw through it, which is okay. But obviously when we were growing up in the 90s and in the thousands, they actually had like a cartoon Raptor with a basketball like clawed up. They still go back to that
one. We could have this conversation about throwbacks, but the Vancouver Grizzlies before. Oh, dude, those were so sweet. Yeah.
So far I have Celtics, Heat, Raptors.
I have Nuggets, Bulls, Golden State. Number four for me is San Antonio.
Spurs.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Because it's a Spur,
and
they like turn it into it's the San U Antonio. Or whatever. It's cool.
No, it's cool. My number four, I gave the Timberwolves a bone. I think the color scheme's okay, and I don't mind the wolf. And they like made the basketball behind the wolf like a moon.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I agreed with you on Boston. So my five are Nuggets, Bulls, Golden State Warriors, Spurs, Boston Celtics.
My fifth one is the Detroit Pistons, just because it's the same thing with the Steelers almost.
Used to have a way cooler logo back
then. But right now, it's the same thing with the Steelers almost. Like, Detroit, like, you just think of Detroit and, like, kind of how gritty they are.
Yeah.
All it is a basketball, and then Detroit in front Pistons. Of it, it says Detroit Pistons. Yeah. Like, for some reason, I just love the way that looks.
Yeah.
And because I don't know if they're not good. I know they're not good. Mm-hmm. But, like, they just have not changed their way of playing basketball since the Bad Boys.
Yeah.
So, like,
when they had like the Wallace brothers, not actual brothers, but Chauncey Billups, like they were just nasty.
Yeah. But like like I said, I like the basketball incorporated in it, but it's just so funny because it's like, well, we're going to put a basketball and then put Detroit Pistons in front of it. That's what it is.
But the old like horse and then the like exhaust coming out with flames out of it was so sick.
So, and another contradiction here. My number one worst for basketball, I'll start it. Mm-hmm. It's the same logo. It's a basketball and then the team name in front of it, Clippers.
Sure.
You're in LA.
Yeah.
Make a cool logo. I don't know what a Clipper is, I guess.
Yeah.
But you're in LA.
Can I piggyback off that?
Sure.
The Lakers.
Yeah.
You're in LA.
I know.
Why are you the Lakers?
Yeah.
Classic logo as far as it goes, but that's why I couldn't
put them on the list because
it's nothing spectacular. But
is that on your list?
Yes, it's number one. It's the basketball and then Los Angeles Lakers.
See, I give Lakers enough like leeway because of how historic they are. The Clippers suck.
Yeah,
and they have a terrible logo.
And they have,
and you're in LA.
The font hurts them. It looks like a Mickey Mouse font.
Yeah. My number two,
yeah,
I just don't like it. Same thing with the Seahawks, the Hawks. Atlanta Hawks.
I have them as well. Like just a boring. The silhouette of
it's
the
boring.
Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't even have eyes.
And
it's like a shape.
They used to have a way cooler Hawk, too.
Oh, back in the day where the wings were spread across the jersey.
They had an awesome Hawk. Yeah. My number two is Indiana Pacers. It's a P with lines.
I went back and forth, but I didn't do it.
It's a P with a basketball in it, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It's not good. No. What's a Pacer? The Pacer is the racing significance. Yeah. Like you're the pace car or whatever.
I don't love it. My number three is the Cavs. Right now,
the new one?
Their current logo is a C.
With a sword through it, yeah.
But not even a sword through it. It's like a sword. It's like a handle of a sword on top of the C.
Yeah.
Same thing, like when LeBron was drafted, I think that Cavaliers logo was kind of cool. But it's never been great.
No.
And now it's even worse.
Because I think even when it was, when they wore like the Craig Elo days, it was the blue and orange. I think it was just like Cleveland spelled out in block. So we agree on the Hawks. That was my third. Number four. The Timberwolves stink.
Okay.
The new one stinks.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just boring.
I'm going to be honest. Like, it was harder for me to put together a top five for basketball. Yeah. Because some of them were, I don't know.
Okay. Number five, even more confusing than the Lakers. Why is the team in Salt Lake City the Jazz?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Utah Jazz. Yeah. And their logo stinks. It's like a note in Jazz. And I'm going to contradict myself on that later. But
so were you a five? That was your five?
Lakers, Pacers, Hawks, Timberwolves, Jazz.
So I have Clippers, Hawks, Cavs. My last two, Rockets. It's an R that is going into what's supposed to be a hoop, but it's just a circle.
Right.
There's not a net on it. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, it's just like a ring that right. the R is, like, on top of.
Yep.
So I get what they're trying to do, but failed.
Stinks.
Yeah. And right now, Wizards.
Oh.
It's like a basketball logo, but it's
Wizards
like,
are bad.
But it's just like the colors of, I don't know, like, go if you, the good part about anyone listening to this is that they can just look up logos.
Right.
So it's easier.
And I kind of wish this was a video thing so we could throw up.
Right. But. So it's easier than like looking up jerseys. But
right.
if you go look at the Wizards logo, it's just a basketball, but it's like a basketball in Wizards colors.
I wanted, that was going to be my honorable mention with the Wizards, but now that you took it, the Magic stink.
Magic stink too. Yeah. Basketball's hard. Basketball there's a lot. Hard. The top is very, very good. Like Celtics, Raptors.
Bulls, yeah.
The old classic ones, but the bads are bad.
Let's get into baseball.
Let's do it.
My number one is the Dodgers.
They're on my list.
With the soaring
with the
soaring
baseball,
ball.
Like,
yeah.
like a home run.
It's a good it's a good logo.
They kind of did, like they were kind of like the Pistons for me, but sure. they were just like, they knew they didn't have to do anything special.
Yeah.
They were just like, we're the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Like we're going to have our cool cursive script. Yeah. Our cool cursive, you know, Dodgers writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just have a baseball soaring through the air.
Yeah.
And it works. Yeah, that was on mine. So, Lemoore in summer baseball were post-19 A's. And we grew up buying Oakland A's stuff.
Sure.
So I love the Oakland A's. Just the A's logo, the color scheme.
Yeah.
Like the Kelly green and gold.
And it stands for athletics, right? Like
the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
This is an old school, like, yeah, I like the Oakland A's.
I mean, I'm such a loser for throwbacks, but the old elephant on a ball, the old A's logo was sick.
Yep.
My number two is the Philadelphia Phillies.
I had them
with
on
the
my
Liberty
list.
Bell. It's kind of sick.
And I looked up why they're called the Phillies, and I think I knew, but it's just because we're Philadelphia,
yeah.
and our fans are Phillies.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, like, it's like the Rust Belt stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of this whole time, like with like Michigan, like Detroit, Pittsburgh, like whenever a team in that area is just like, we're calling ourselves because of the people. And then, yeah, they have the Liberty Bell, and I know that's not what technically a Philly is, but it's what the town is.
Yeah, so. Also the 76ers stink to go back.
Oh,
but, they're too. Bad. They blew it. Yeah.
So I have Red Sox. There's my fourth one.
Yeah.
I like the Red Sox.
Okay.
I looked up historical significance because I knew there was some. Away games, they would wear white socks, and home games, they would wear red.
Red Sox.
And it was like 1908, and the guys are like, well, let's just start calling ourselves the Red Sox. We wear Red Sox when we're in Boston.
All time.
And it looks cool. Like, just two socks as the logo, and it works.
And just the word mark, all-time wearable letter.
Yes.
Just the B.
Yep. So I got Red Sox, A's, Phillies, Dodgers. Those are my four so far.
Okay. I think I've listed two.
Okay, keep going.
Three is the Mariners.
I like the Mariners.
It's like the directional compass. I'm sure there's some name for it, but it looks sick.
No, it does.
Number four, it's the Atlanta Braves.
Okay. Don't mind it.
Yeah. With the tomahawk on the end of it. It's a good look.
So you have the Phillies, Dodgers, Braves, and
Mariners.
Yep.
Okay. Five, St. Louis Cardinals.
That's me.
Yeah.
Let's go. I love the, like, they have the full cardinal, not just like the card. I hate the Arizona Cardinals because it's just the head. You know what I mean?
And it's sitting on the bat.
Bad.
It's awesome.
Dude, so that was my thing with the basketball. If you could incorporate a basketball in it, and same thing with baseball, if you can incorporate a baseball in it, make it look cool.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have the baseball. They had the bat.
And it's like intertwined into the script.
Yes.
Which is like a very
so
good script.
Yeah. It's just a classic logo.
Yep.
It really is.
Bad baseball.
It's Guardians, the new Cleveland team.
Yeah,
that G.
That was
on the side.
It was an all-time rushed rebrand.
Oh my gosh, they could have just went. They could have done the Commanders route and just called themselves, you know,
Cleveland baseball team.
Cleveland, yeah. Like even UND did it for like a whole year,
right.
a year and a half. They just called themselves University of North Dakota, which is fine.
Yeah.
Then they went to the Fighting Hawks,
which is worse. Yeah.
The Guardians stink.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, it was just named off of a statue on the bridge, and I get the significance.
Okay, but if you look at the statue on the bridge, The statue is sweet.
Yeah.
Like, make it look like that statue.
Right, yeah.
But they just put, it looks like if you're, I don't know this, but like when kids play travel baseball and like play with different teams, that like, it looks like a peewee football or peewee baseball like team logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number one, because they changed it, is Tampa Bay Rays. The Devil Rays used to be so sick.
The Devil Rays were sweet.
And their new logo stinks that they've had for a while. Just the Rays with a star in the R.
Yeah, not great.
It's bad.
My number two is the Tigers, Detroit.
Just the...
It's like
shout out Zach Mathis.
Yeah.
That's a big if you know, you know.
It's like a... Well, what's that? God. It's a... Mathis, we love you, dude.
Yeah. Shout out you, Zach.
Yeah. It was, what's that like style of lettering called? It's like a gothic almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a D.
Gothic, yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to do a tiger, then do a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Because tigers are cool, kind of. I don't like how often tigers are names of teams.
I think they have an alternate, like tiger climbing down the D, but also that's not what they rock with.
No.
So, okay. Ooh.
What's your third?
My second is the Toronto Blue Jays. That bird stinks.
Yeah, that bird ain't great.
No. Because a blue jay is a cool bird that you could use.
Yeah.
And they use like a silhouette of a seahawk. Stinks.
Did you have Guardians on your list or no?
No.
Okay. So you have what so far?
The Rays and the Jays.
Yeah.
Number three, Washington Nationals.
Yeah, there's
just
bad.
A W.
Oh, they're my fourth.
Just a W.
Yeah.
Stinks.
Bad.
Number four, I get what they're going for, the opposite route of like having a scary bird, but the Orioles.
Yeah, not great. I just think of...
Cal Ripkins were so much better.
Yeah, see, that's... Yeah, I think of Cal.
Like the hyper-realistic. Yeah.
Number four for me is the Rockies, because they could have such a cool logo.
Okay.
But their logo is a CR, like, right. like what Notre Dame does, yeah. like CR.
Use the mountain.
Yeah, use the mountains, or like, I don't know.
And by the way, like, there's probably alternate logos that... do incorporate what we're talking about. We're talking about
official logos.
When you like, Google like all 30 NFL or all 30 MLB's team logos, this is what shows
up. The alternate logos don't count.
Yep.
Except for one team that I'm going to name in a later.
My number five is the Pirates.
Okay. The P is iconic, but I get it. Like, it's just not great actual logo.
Even their alternate, especially when the pirate with the bats behind it, it stinks. Yeah. Like, they just blew it.
So what are your five?
Tampa Bay Rays, Toronto Blue Jays, Washington Nationals, Baltimore Orioles, and Pittsburgh Pirates.
So I got the Guardians, Tigers, Nationals, Rockies. Fifth one's the Twins.
Yeah.
It's just a baseball with the Twins in front of it. And you know what I want?
And
know what I want as their logo? I don't care. I want the two white guys shaking hands that they have in the stadium.
Yeah. That thing rocks.
Yeah. Put that on... Like, that's actually cool.
Yeah,
like... I don't care.
It's a circle and Minnesota Twins baseball club. Barf.
That's bad.
Makes you want to throw up.
So bad.
Because
they have cool colors, too.
Absolutely.
Whenever you can get away with wearing two tones of blue at the same time...
You wear it.
You wear it.
Yeah.
But, like... it just makes me mad.
So, now we're on to good hockey. And...
This is tough, because I just don't know hockey.
Yeah. I'm going to pull them up so I can kind of show you what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're new and updated this year, I believe.
Okay.
Or there's a few that are. So, my number one is the Phoenix Coyote. It's not it's not the coyote howling anymore.
No.
It's guy.
But yeah. I wrote him down as the Arizona Coyotes. I don't know.
They might be Arizona.
Same thing. Arizona Phoenix.
Shut up, Biz Nasty.
No, it's like they went to like, I don't know what the right word is.
Coyote.
But they went to people that like knew the significance of the coyote, and they took it from like different tribes in Arizona.
Yeah.
It's a cool looking.
It is.
Yeah. Very cool. That was on my list.
Okay. So yeah, they switched the color scheme too. It like fit. I'm showing Quinn right now. It's the like purple and green and it's awesome.
It's a lot of, it is very Arizona. Mm-hmm. Like, those are Arizona colors.
Number two, I think the Red Wings rocks.
Okay.
Obviously, Detroit, the automobile industry, the tire, and then the Red Wing. I like it.
Yeah. So my number one, I guess, it's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Sure.
A penguin skating. It's a penguin playing hockey.
Right.
hilarious.
And that's my beef with the Youngstown Penguin. And it's like, you're in Ohio. You don't belong here. But this one's on ice and it's playing hockey.
It's literally a penguin playing hockey. I think it's like one of the only like logos in sports that like is actually their mascot playing the sport. It's hilarious.
I had the Penguins and I took them off for number five. You'll hear. Go ahead.
So my number, let's say three, because I have the Penguins and Coyotes. I like the Vegas Golden Knights.
That was the one that replaced the Penguins.
Okay. I do.
It's a cool like gladiator helmet.
Yes. And Vegas. Yeah. It's sweet. Vegas did the site Willis was showing me. That's what I was on this morning.
Yep.
I just think they did a good job. It's hard to franchise a new team.
Yeah.
Get the logos and color scheme right.
They nailed it for Vegas.
Nailed it.
And
black and gold.
Yeah.
And then like the Golden Knights. Something about Vegas just says like flashy and like gold, like I don't know, it just fits.
Yeah.
No historical connection, I'm sure.
Right.
But a Golden Knight is flashy. Vegas is flashy. That's kind of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Just for reference, we went on sportslogos.net. So if you want to see what logos we were rolling off of, that's what we used. My number three is the St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
I think that's where I said I was going to contradict myself. I think that note with the wing rocks.
Okay.
They have good logo.
My number four is the San Jose Sharks. I just think it looks classic.
It looks like when you'd create a team on Madden and you get the Tiberian Sharks.
Yeah. Besides the, I don't know. I just like the Sharks.
Yeah. What am I looking at? Oh, my number four. Well, my fifth because we agreed on the Golden Knights. The Seattle Kraken.
Okay. And then I have the Anaheim Ducks as my fifth.
Okay.
So we disagreed on hockey by the looks we were giving each other. My number one bad one is Seattle Kraken.
Oh, no.
I like the Kraken name, and I love the videos, but the logo, it's just like a weird octopus S.
Right.
They could have had like an actual Kraken as the logo.
And my number one bad team is the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, I knew it.
It's just like a webbed foot.
My number two was the Blues.
Okay.
Because I don't understand the wing on the note.
It's just showing how fast it is.
See, I hate that. No, I like the Blues and the Kraken both, but I just thought the logos messed it up.
Sure.
Especially the Kraken as a new team because Vegas just did it perfectly. Mm-hmm. I get that it would have been like a little weird and like it could have been a little small to put like a whole Kraken, like a mythical creature as a logo, but you could do it.
Yeah.
You could absolutely do it. You didn't have to scapegoat and make an S out of like one of its like tentacles.
Is my number two
tentacles?
Yeah. Is the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, I saw that one. I just didn't even want to get the time.
They literally just,
it's just a buffalo,
combined a like buffalo swords and two sabres.
Yeah.
It's like, that stinks.
Yeah. They use the buffalo like because of their like this. I don't know.
Because they're in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's like the Buffalo Buffaloes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was bad. That was your two?
Two.
So my number three, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Did you have that on your list?
No, but it stinks.
It is just a bunch of like red and black scribbles.
Yeah.
Which I get, I guess maybe that's what a hurricane is. That's what a tornado is.
Yeah. But you could also make a hurricane way cooler.
Yeah. Miami Hurricanes aren't on my list, but like they're so iconic for like the U.
Right.
But like they don't have any hurricane, you know, logo.
Right.
Their mascot is like a duck, isn't it? Sebastian, or what am I thinking of? I don't know.
What is he? Sebastian the Ibis or something like that.
But anyways, like I don't know. The Hurricanes is a weird one to like try to find a logo for. I get it. But like I don't know if you had to like, it's literally like, are you looking at it?
Yeah.
It's just like black and white circles. Or black, white, and red circles. It's weird.
Stinks. Yeah. My number three, New Jersey Devils.
I don't even know what it looks like.
It's just like an N and a J incorporated with devil horns and a devil tail. It's not good.
Oh, and then they came out with those alternate jerseys last year where it just says Jersey.
Yeah. On it. So it's like, so, like clip art.
Yeah.
Like,
well, then people were being like, they should just put pants on pants. Like, my number four is the Florida Panthers. It looks like FIU.
It does.
And it's like the least intimidating looking Panther ever.
This also might not make sense, but it looks like an MLS logo.
Yeah.
Like a soccer team logo.
Yeah, it just does not look good. That was my fourth one.
My number four, Minnesota Wild.
That was my fifth.
What is that thing?
What's a wild? Why are there like four colors?
Well, what is it? It's supposed to be an animal? It looks like
but it looks like the state of a shape.
Right.
Or the shape of a state.
It looks like Iowa.
Yeah.
But like.
It's bad.
Yeah. And I like the concept of like having the full moon and the tree line.
Sure.
What are we going for here?
Yeah, I don't know. Sticks. That looks like the it should be the background of the main logo.
Yeah.
Like an animal logo.
Yeah, right.
Like a Timberwolf.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not. Yeah. So my top five bad ones were Kraken, Blues, Wild, Hurricanes, Panthers.
I have one more. It's the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, I kind of remember.
It just looks like a gladiator helmet with a wing on it. Like, yeah. I just.
Oh, that penguin one is so funny.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
I'm not banging with the Senators. No. Those stink.
All right.
Let's go into the real. The hard one. Yeah. The actual hard one.
Well, so like, so now we've done four categories. Those were the pro four, like U.S. sports, I guess.
Yeah.
Now we're going to NCAA. When I researched this stuff, I just said best, I just looked up NCAA college football logos.
Yep.
So I kind of did, my list is top, five, worst five of Power Five schools and group of five. I didn't even go into
FCS. Sure.
I just left it to the bigger schools.
Yeah.
There's so many schools.
If we went into FCS, hard.
Yeah.
I think Jacksonville State is up there.
Oh, I take that back. I have one. I have one worst of FCS.
Okay.
Just because I saw it this morning.
You want to go good first?
Let's go good first. Okay. You want me to start it off?
Yeah.
I talked about it earlier a little bit. Texas Longhorns.
Yep.
The Longhorn is just an iconic logo, and the logo is what the nickname is.
Yeah.
It's a Longhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to like wear burnt orange in any other setting than going to like a Texas Longhorn game, burnt orange like isn't a cool color.
Right.
It's very hard to like wear like day to day. Like it's a weird, like I don't even think they make like burnt orange colored clothing.
They shouldn't.
No, because it looks bad.
Yeah.
But the white and burnt orange.
It rocks.
Like the branding,
white helmet and the
it just looks orange so good.
Jerseys and then the white pants.
They did it.
Yeah.
They got away with it. And the Longhorn. That's why I have such a problem with the Texans.
Right.
Because you're in a state where the Longhorn is like an iconic like across the country.
And that's also the thing with the Texans. You could easily like have a rancher like riding a horse or something. It'd be way cooler.
But they just did a Mickey Mouse Longhorn. So that's my number one absolutely Texas Longhorns.
And that's hard because it's just a silhouette. It's just
It can make it even cooler.
Yeah.
Which is even more credit to them because it's just the shape of a Longhorn. Has no depth to it.
Right.
It's just a solid logo.
A little more out of the box here for me
for
the first one. New Mexico State. They are the Aggies, and they have the dude double-wielding pistols.
Yeah.
And I think it rocks. It's a good logo.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
My number two was the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Okay.
Just because
with
the guy
holding
the devil holding the pitchfork
that rocks.
Or like they're not called pitchforks. What are they called?
Trident.
Yeah.
But
because I don't think their main logo has the devil in it.
No,
it's just the trident.
Just the trident.
But even the trident, really like.
It's good.
Yeah.
This falls under the category of being so horrible that I love it.
Okay.
And it makes it awesome. Tulane.
They were on mine.
The green wave.
Yeah. They were on mine. They were my third.
And it's just like a wave, like trying to square up. He's awesome.
It's a wave. It's literally a big green wave with blue eyes and a blue like mouth.
It's the worst. And I love it.
But they made it work.
It's so good.
And because they made it work, it makes it the best.
Yeah.
Like it's so cool.
Right.
And their jerseys are cool. They have like powder blues and green.
Yeah.
Which somehow they make work.
And they're good this year.
Are they really?
They're ranked. They beat K-State.
Oh, man. I'm glad we both had the green wave.
Yeah.
But I think we've had the green wave because of how good they rebranded the last few years. Because you see their jerseys everywhere. You see that little green wave everywhere.
And that little green wave wasn't the logo before.
No.
And it like came out as a joke. And everybody's like, green wave!
But it looks so cool.
Yeah.
Yep. So I have the Longhorn, Sun Devils, and green wave.
I have New Mexico State Aggies, Tulane Green Wave.
Yep.
The UCLA Bruins.
Yeah.
You didn't go Bear. You went Bruin.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Even the word mark is just UCLA in script. It's classic with the gold and yellow. Or if you get the one with the bear in it, which I think they use primarily for basketball, it's good logo.
Yeah. No, I like it. My number four is the Arkansas State Red Wolves.
Sure. That's a good nickname.
I think the Red Wolves is a cool nickname. Yeah. I don't think there are a lot of other Red Wolves. Mm-hmm. And the logo is actually like an intimidating Red Wolf. They didn't they didn't do like, I don't mind North Carolina State, right? Mm-hmm. But their like wolf, like their wolf logo is like an animated thing.
Yeah.
This Arkansas State's Red Wolf, it looks like a real life Red Wolf.
Am I remembering that they just used to have like a capital A?
Yes.
And they changed it. They did change it.
It was a capital A in state.
Right. It's not good.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up.
Yeah, Red Wolves is good.
You can go next.
Yeah, I'll go with my number four. Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Yeah.
That like rocks. Because like whatever a deacon is, and then you know what a deacon is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But like the Demon Deacons. Okay, yeah, the Ark State is good.
Yeah.
And then but Wake Forest, man, they have like that like the old guy and he's like all squared up. Yep. I think Wake Forest rocks.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
So I have New Mexico State, Tulane, UCLA, and Wake Forest.
Yeah, and I think, so my fifth one, and it could be my number two. Like I said, I didn't really rank these. This one is a little contradictory because I think it's their official logo is just an O. But they have so many alternates and so many different logos. Yeah. And I grew up kind of a fan. It's the Ducks, the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah.
Because their actual duck logo is so cool.
Yeah, and they didn't even bother trying to make an intimidating bird. They just said it's a duck and it's going to look awesome.
Yeah. Well, because it's a duck. You can't make a duck look intimidating. Yeah. So like they went the animated. So like a red wolf, you can make a red wolf look look intimidating. But like the duck, you can't.
Right.
So you might as well animate it, make it look like Donald. You know what I mean? Make it look like Donald Duck.
It rocked.
It's cool.
Yep. My number five is NC State. I like the like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The
Wolf Pack.
Yeah, I definitely like it.
Wolf Pack is cool.
Wolf Pack is a sweet name.
Yeah.
That was another one that I thought Washington was going to do. I thought they might do the Wolf Pack. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like really purveying or portraying the like the unity of a team and all this whatever cliche stuff, but it has like a sailor hat on it and it's like a vertical. I think it's kind of sick.
No, it's good.
Now we're on to bad.
We're on to the worst.
Buddy.
Okay, so best at Longhorns, Sun Devils, the Green Wave, the Red Wolves, and the Ducks.
Yeah, mine was the Aggies from New Mexico State, Tulane Green Wave, UCLA Bruins, Wake Forest Demon Deacons, and the NC State Wolfpack.
Those are good. And the problem is the first four leagues only had 30 teams each, 32 with NFL and there's whatever sport.
Yeah.
There's like 200 D1. Like including FCS schools, so it's like impossible. There's going to be some that I'm going to look and be like, that could have made it, but then I would have had to take one of my five out,
right?
And I just like the five that I had, but there are plenty teams out there that have like very, very, very cool logos,
and I think the uniform conversation would be very different.
Yeah, that's true too.
Logos, there's way better uniforms. So
yeah,
number one bad is the Eastern Michigan Eagles.
This is terrible.
Dude, it's just a boring E, and you add in their boring gray field, and they're Eastern Michigan. They stink. Yeah. Like, it's all not good.
Yep. My number one, and my number one is Stanford.
Oh, boo.
I hate it.
Boo. That rocks.
I hate that stupid tree in the middle of the
ice. That logo rocks.
I hate Stanford.
You're wrong. My number two is Troy.
It's just
a pointy T.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like kind of like swords.
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah. My number two is the Syracuse Orange.
Yeah.
It's literally named after the color orange.
Right.
And like they have like a fat like mascot that has an orange as a head. So it's like the fruit and the color.
Right.
And they're called the Orange Men. Yeah. They used to be, but then like now they're just called the Orange.
Yeah.
So there's like really not a mascot to it at all.
I think
they don't really have a logo because it's like the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
But like even the Browns, like their colors are orange and brown. And I don't know. The Syracuse Orange just bugs me.
My only justification to keep the orange out is that it's so random.
Yeah.
That like you're just the orange. And I think their mascot used to just be an orange.
Yeah.
Which was good.
not bad, but I don't know. That'd make more sense if they're like Florida.
Right, sure. Yeah, you're in Syracuse, New York. The Big Jays are going to come hunting for us now. They're listening to this. Darren Revelle and such. No, he went to Northwestern. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Number three, Utah State.
Oh, they're the...
It's just a U and a state.
They're the Aggies too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brightside, Lane Tucker, you went on an official visit there. Mm-hmm. Said like one of the coolest campuses ever.
I believe it.
Yeah.
But... It's literally the big U as
it has
a
state
and
in the middle
state in front of it. It's not good.
My number three, the Kent State Golden Flashes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, Golden Flash.
What is it?
What is it?
You can, like, it means they're fast, it's bro. It's some kind of bird.
Right.
I think. And then it's like a weird bird head.
Right.
And it's like not even a flash behind it.
Yeah.
They tried to make the bird look like a lightning bolt.
You could
I
make
think.
Golden Flash so cool, and they didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, that's another one. It was just like the orange. Like, I don't, what is a golden flash?
Yeah.
You have to explain to us what a golden flash is if you're going to make it a mascot.
Right. That's kind of the point of a mascot.
Yeah.
This one is more uniform based.
Yeah.
The University of South Florida Bulls stink.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like a squiggly, like trying to incorporate a U and an S and an F.
Yeah, it's not
into
great.
The bowl. It stinks.
My number four, and this was the FCS team. I saw highlight videos, and I was like, I wonder what their mascot is. I looked it up. I want to preface this with, if this is offensive in any way, because I don't know anything about HBCUs.
Oh, no.
The Campbell Camels.
Oh, yeah.
The Campbell Fighting
Camels. Dude,
that
rocks. You're wrong.
The Camels is okay as a nickname, but the Camel logo that they have.
It rocks.
Looks like the most old, decrepit, like, worn down camel. Like, there's no... I don't know. I
what do you want,
it.
Joe Cool up there?
I want what you did with Big Deck. I want that camel to look like it's on roids. Like, it looks just like old and flabby.
I get the logo thing, but the Campbell Camels rocks.
I hate it. I really do.
That's a bad take.
Sorry.
So
do you have four? Is this your fifth one?
This will be my fifth one.
Okay.
I just want to pull USF up to show you because it's bad. It's not even on the here right now.
Well, like, cause they try to make the bull look like a U too.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Okay. Number five.
What is it?
We're just making all the Big Jays mad. Northwestern.
Oh,
with
stinks.
Their weird N.
Yeah. And like stinks. Even the Wildcat, like, I don't know how, I don't know.
Give Jay
like generic.
Give Jackson Brown their camera back.
Yeah.
His camera back. It's messed up.
But their jerseys, when they do the Gothic jerseys,
it's good.
Top could arguably also, top five jerseys.
Baltimore, steal that idea.
Yeah.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
My fifth one, I mean, I don't know. My fifth one is Penn State Nittany Lions because we all think about the same thing when we look at that logo.
I hate you so much.
That's actually my reasoning. That's, if you can look at that logo and you can take the
Jesus man,
if you can take the art away from the what do they call it when like a celebrity
the art and the artist.
Separate the art from the artist. I can't do it with Penn State. All right, the name, the logo,
Jesus,
I don't want to be associated with it. It's on my top five bad list. Honorable mention here. You know who could have a sweet new logo after recent findings at Southern Miss? If they could just have Brett Favre standing over like the state of Mississippi with like coins falling
a
out
of
shaking banks. So Southern Miss, you should get on that logo
you are
soon.
Such a sicko.
You should like Brett Favre shaking hands with Congress and like
oh
them holding like money bags like coins falling out
like the outstretched hands of poor
the
people.
The state of Mississippi.
You're bad. You're bad. We're going to get yelled at for this. Sorry,
whatever.
Ross.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
Not a lot of bye weeks or downtime for us. But maybe
no,
we could
definitely
do
not.
We could do shorter ones and kind of do something like this every
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Sometimes I think we definitely get on some rants. So maybe we shorten our unofficial analysis of games down a little bit and leave that up to Ross in the threes. And then we can just do dumb stuff like this.
Yeah. If you didn't hate this or you like listening to it, let us know. Minus Quinn's last tirade. Jesus. By the way, I'm sitting here right now and like Ross has all his old media passes from back in the day and he has one from STSU. Their rabbit stinks.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Oh, maybe next time we can just go through FCS stuff.
Sure.
Since we didn't really do it.
There's a lot of unique ones in FCS. Yeah. So.
Well, that's the same thing. SDSU, like, I don't know why they're the Jackrabbits, but I don't think there was a great way to do it. They, you know what they should have done is the Ducks route, where they just made it, like, super animated.
Don't try to make it tough.
No.
Make it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. With all that being said, bring back Snorty.
Dude, I can't tell you how happy it makes me that I was able to wear Snorty on the helmet for one game.
I stole 100 stickers.
Yeah.
By the way,
even stole, because BJ was just like, you guys can just take them. I don't know. We're going to kind of wear them for a while.
First grab.
Yeah.
But bring back Snorty and bring back Pistol Pete. That's all I need from Oklahoma State.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I don't know. The FCS one will be, maybe we do FCS one if they get the bye week for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're out of here. We got nothing else to ramble about. So
no, good luck to the boys this weekend.
Yep.
I think they'll take care of business and hopefully start getting back on a roll.
Here we go.
Go Bison.